Today's Hottest Music, Hot 103's Big Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Las Cruces. And joining us in the studio this morning, we are so excited to have her back in the studio with us. A couple weeks ago, we got a chance to talk about the Honor Flight, and Elena's back with us on the studio. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
First of all, for those that are tuning in, talk to us a little bit about what the Honor Flight is, and of course, the Rio Grande Honor Flight, and what that's all about.
So we're Rio Grande Honor Flight. We used to be Honor Flight of Southern Mexico and El Paso, but we're still the same organization. We just changed our name to represent the area better. We take World War II, Korean, and Vietnam veterans at no cost to them, absolutely free, to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials that were built in their honor. Our primary goal, even though it's a tour to see the memorials, is to give them the honor, closure, and healing they never had. A lot of our veterans, especially our Korean and Vietnam veterans, didn't have the homecoming that they deserved when they first got back. And so we see a lot of transformed lives and just closure and healing that happens when we go on this trip. So that is our primary goal, is to just honor them and tell them that we love them.
And of course, there's so many great things that you guys do in the community, and of course, connecting people with the Honor Flight, and the stories that we've heard in the past about those that have gone to be a part of this experience, such amazing stories that we've heard about those that have attended the Honor Flight.
Yeah, some of our veterans, our last flight in April, one of the veterans came up to me crying after the tour day and just said, "I feel like a Mack truck has been lifted off my chest. And I finally can breathe again. I haven't been able to breathe since Vietnam." One veteran that went on our trip, he's now on our board. That's the other thing, is once they've gone, they really connect with the group, because there's so much healing and you know, restoration that happens. He said it took over 50 years for someone to give me a hug and welcome me home.
Oh, wow.
And so we have our Mission 20 coming up next week. And we're trying to get people out to welcome our veterans home. I don't know if people realize how important that little gesture is.
Yeah.
One of the veterans, after we got back, he was in tears crying. And when I interviewed him, because I'm also the videographer, and he just said, "All I've ever wanted was those two little words."
Yes.
"Welcome home. And you finally gave them to me."
And you know, it is very important. My dad, you know, he passed when I was little, but when Desert Storm, when they were coming back, I remember he told us as a family, he's like, "We are all going to welcome them, because we didn't get that. We're going to make sure they feel welcomed when they get home." And I remember going, and that was so important to him. And I get it now in my older age, but it's just sad that they didn't get that. So this is pretty amazing what you all do.
Yeah, I mean, we should never have an America where a veteran comes back. One of the veterans came back from Honor Flight, and he says, "I feel like I'm an American citizen again. I came back from Vietnam, and I felt like I didn't belong here anymore."
Yeah.
And so that's the changes that we're trying to make. Even families will tell us that they're completely transformed, they're different, they're completely changed. A lot of vets say, one from our last trip said that all the anger had gone away.
Oh, and yes.
I think that anger, because they're going to have PTSD when they come back for more.
Absolutely.
That's just going to happen. But I think those veterans were compounded with anger from the way they were treated when they came home. Some of the stories I've heard about them being urinated on, having balloons with feces thrown at them. This last trip, one vet said they had to transport them from the airplane in a special direction because they were being shot at.
Wow.
And that's not something our war heroes should be exposed to.
Wow.
Yeah, so tell us a little more about this event then that's happening next week.
So next week is going to be our 20th mission. We've got 34 veterans that are going to be going. We're going to be leaving here from Las Cruces, and then we also take veterans from El Paso. We'll be leaving here from Memorial Medical Center at 1 in the morning. Well, we'll leave there at 3. The vets are supposed to be there at 1. If you want to get up and line the streets to wish them farewell, you may do that. A lot of people don't want to do the 1 in the morning one.
That sounds awesome, though.
On the 27th, on Saturday, we're going to be coming back in, and we're going to be having a big homecoming at Memorial Medical Center. What I want to see is, a lot of the vets said, "We never got that ticker tape parade." We'll be exiting I-25 onto University, and then turning down Tell Shore and going into the Memorial parking lot, and we'll stop at the west side of the building. But we want to see those streets lined with flags, signs, and people just cheering. and welcome them home.
Yes, I think there
must be pollen in here because...
No, I get it. It's a touching moment. I'm sure, like, you working so close to it, you see the emotion that just, you know, these guys feel. And it's just, it's touching. And so if you don't think it makes a difference, it does. So we need you all out there to go and join, again, this next Saturday, the 27th,
and
right?
Getting our community to come together as one to show that support for them and just businesses out there, community members, residents, everybody to come out there and welcome them home. It's Cruz is coming together to make sure we make that a memorable moment for them.
Right. There will be a police escort, so you'll see us coming. And we just need the community to say, we're going to commit to twice a year. Usually our flights are the end of September and the end of April. And we're just going to come out and give that time to let these veterans know that we are proud of them and that we want to welcome them home.
So again, for those that want to learn more information, if they want to find out details, we're all going to make sure to get this on our website as well. But if they want to find out more, how can they get in contact with you guys?
If you go to RioGrandeHonorFlight.org, that is our website. And on the website, there's also the videos from the previous trips. The last 11 are ones that I worked on. So you'll hear interviews and you'll see them on their trip and have tissue. I'll just say that.
Yes.
There's also a little promotional video there that will really give you a quick overview. It's about a 2-minute little video. And there's also information on there. If you know veterans that want to apply, or if you are a strong person that has a heart for a veteran and would like to be a guardian, guardians do pay their own way and all the crew pays their own way, but it is free for veterans. Guardians go to push wheelchairs, help the veterans. There's an application link on there, and you can fill out an application and be part of that. All of our vets that we're taking right now are World War II, Korean, and Vietnam era veterans. They do not have to have been in country. They just have to have served during those time periods, and the dates are on our website. They raised their hand and vowed to protect us. And no matter where they went, they were there ready to protect us, and we're trying to honor that.
Yes, this is the least we can do. That's right. Thank you so much, Elaine, for joining us today. And we will, like Joey said, put the information on our Facebook pages and on our website as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us and supporting Rio Grande Honor Flight.